Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
Hail to the podcast. We discuss things. Hail to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
You are Locked On Redskins, your daily podcast on the Washington Redskins, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Redskins, the show about the X's and the O's. No? All right. Bear with me. I'm new to this. I'm working on it. At least I sound professional. I think I have the voice down at least. Thank you for tuning into another episode. I'm your host, Paul Connor. It's September 12th, and we've survived another Overreaction Monday, so give yourself a pat on the back for that. It's the day after a loss where everybody wants to destroy everything. There wasn't much in the form of Redskins news yesterday. They worked out a running back, Travaris Cadet. Obviously, there's an inside joke there where why do the Redskins need to work out running backs when they don't use the running backs they have? Clearly, this is due diligence. Teams are always working out players during the week to update their call list in case there's any injuries or anything pops up like that. Jay Gruden also spoke to media yesterday. There weren't a ton of things to take out of his press conference, but he did share his point of view on Josh Dotson. We talked about it on the show yesterday. He wasn't starting. Why was he on a limited snap count if he was healthy? He only played like 20-something snaps. He wasn't playing in the red zone. He wasn't playing on third down. Jay Gruden spoke on him yesterday and said that it wasn't about readiness. He just needs to play better to earn better playing time, as in he needs to practice better. He needs to be there every single day consistently because of the injury problems. But that answered at least some of the questions we had on him. Whether that's right, I don't know. Who am I to judge? I know Ryan Grant has been practicing fantastically for a few years, and this past Sunday was his first real decent game. Gruden said Dotson will definitely earn more playing time in the future, but that's definitely going to be something to monitor because he'd have to displace Gruden's man crush, Ryan Grant.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM. Talkspace.com/BOOM. BOOM.
Since it wasn't a big day in Redskins news, I took to Twitter to ask what are the top Redskins topics that still need to be discussed after week one. If you don't follow me on Twitter, please do. @P_ConnorJR. I got a lot of responses. Some were legitimate. Some were sarcastic. Some were ridiculous. Your accent is ridiculous. Am I the only one who's seen the Tom Brady Dick's Sporting Goods commercial? Yeah? Okay, cool. Makes sense. Anyways, we're going to read through these and then we're going to go back and answer the best ones. So Twitter, what are the top Redskins topics that still need to be discussed after week one? We have O-line woes. We have Kirk Knox stepping into throws, his drops, his mental toughness, and third and long with the defense. We have the game plan was bad. You knew Schwartz was sending pressure, no quick hitters, no screens, and Kirk not getting the ball out when there's obvious pressure. We have the new and improved nasty defense, and Hogs 0.2. Really? The continued abandonment of the run. Can we discuss Callahan? He's recognized as the guru, yet the running game has been below average since he's been here. Someone said the 2018 NFL draft. What is the best blocking scheme for the current Redskins O-line to get the running game going? Someone said the fan base. Kirk lacks read and react skills. He has no pocket awareness. We need to talk about third down defense. Who will be the quarterback in 2018? Are we going to be in the market for a wide receiver after that performance by Pryor? Why I continue to support this team year after year and abused my kids by letting them be Skins fans. Who will be the Redskins head coach in January? A lot of focus needs to be on Jay Gruden, from weak training camps to slow starts to team not ready for big games and the play calling on Sunday. And lastly, we have offensive line play, QB performance. Maybe it is hard to replace two 1,000-yard receivers. Struggles on third down, both offense and defense, and turnovers are bad. Obviously, you can tell which ones are legitimate, which ones are sarcastic, and which ones are ridiculous. I think the first one I'm going to address is the abandonment of the run. I spoke on the show yesterday about how I was really upset the Redskins weren't running the ball, but the more you think about it, the more it's useless to get upset. This is Jay Gruden. This is Jay Gruden's offense. This goes back to his AFL playing days when he was in a spread offense. This is back when he was with the Bengals and he had AJ Green and Marvin Jones and Sanu and he had Eifert and Gresham. He'd spread them all out. He had Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and he'd just use him to break up his passing game. No running back made any noise in his offense until Giovanni Bernard came, and again, he made a name because he generated yards in the passing game also on screens, on outlet passes, on checkdowns and safety valves. This is who Jay Gruden is. This is his offense. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I know Chris Russell's been tweeting the numbers, and you know when Chris has a point, he comes in like Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball and just completely destroys any opposing opinion that comes in his way. Shout out to Chris. But he's right. It's just who Jay Gruden is. That you can't abandon something you don't use. I use the analogy the other day. The run game in Jay Gruden's offense is a 30-second ad that he can't wait to skip after 5 seconds. Jay Gruden has said too many times the run game got away from us for it to be realistic. The O-line woes can kind of tie into that if you're talking about the run game. The Redskins like to bring in 3 tight ends. And which brings 10 defenders in the box. So the Redskins are expecting to block 10 defenders with 5 offensive linemen and 3 tight ends. Just the numbers don't add up. That's why against the Eagles, they started throwing it out to Pryor in a one-on-one situation, because there's 10 guys in the box and only 1 guy on Pryor. That's a much better use of your run game than it is trying to stuff Robert Kelly up the middle against 10 defenders. As far as the pass blocking goes, we already talked about Morgan Moses yesterday, his ankle injury and how that really affected the entire unit. Plus, Kirk Cousins and Trent Williams had a couple offensive line calls that they disagreed about, and there were free rushers coming, so they got to get that ironed out, or else that Hogs 0.2 nickname is going to catch on and become a Twitter joke for the rest of the season.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.
Next question was, game plan was bad. You knew Schwartz was sending pressure. Where are the quick hitters, the screens? Kirk not getting the ball out when there's obvious pressure. An article just came out the other day talking about the differences between Kyle Shanahan and Jay Gruden. They talked about how Kyle Shanahan, whenever there was pressure, he always taught Kirk to hit the hot route, hit the hot receiver, where Jay Gruden has a different philosophy. He wants to keep extra blockers in. He wants to pick up the blitz, and he wants to hit the deep ball down the field. It's obviously different philosophies. Neither one are wrong. If you block and you execute and you pick up that block, you have a chance for a big play. Next question is, what is the best blocking scheme for the current Redskins O-line to get the running game going? This is an interesting topic because the Redskins use a little bit of everything. They run outside zone, they run inside zone, they run power, they run counter, they run everything. They run out of shotgun, and the fact that they run everything might be part of their problem. They're a jack-of-all-trades, master-of-none O-line. The thing about Kyle Shanahan when he was in Washington is he was very disciplined in his run scheme. The offensive line ran the same set of running plays over and over and over again. You get the repetition. You learn how to block it in base. You learn how to block it in nickel. You know how to block it against stunts and A-gap blitzes and C-gap blitzes and nickelback blitzes, and you become an expert in that. And the Redskins, I feel like they don't have that. I feel like they install these plays, but they face defenses and see the exceptions to the rules, because too many times you'll have a pulling guard and he'll miss his block and he'll run into another offensive lineman, and then it all gets bogged down. So while the Redskins are more diverse, I think they're hurting themselves by not being more disciplined to either zone or power. The next question is asking me to touch on third down offense and defense. I think we've talked about offense a little bit. They're not being successful on first or second down, so it's really hard to be successful in third down. They're not staying ahead of the chains. We already talked about the run game. Kirk Cousins was out of sync, so even short passes were not being used effectively. As far as defense goes, on the podcast yesterday, I did compliment a handful of players on their individual performances: Kendall Fuller, DJ Swearinger, Bashaud Breeland, Ryan Kerrigan, Preston Smith, Junior Gallette, Zach Brown. Great individual performances. But the same problem existed. Third and long, the Eagles continued to convert. I think they were like 8 of 13 or something really ridiculously high. And that obviously has to stop.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.
I'm not even going to entertain some of the questions like, who's the quarterback next year? Who's going to be the head coach in January? Are the Redskins in the market for a wide receiver now? Guys, it's 1 week. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. There's 17 weeks. This is 1 week. They had a bad game, and it's time to bounce back. They're going to take their bumps and bruises with Terrell Pryor. They're going to let him develop. The Redskins obviously like Jay Gruden, and as far as the quarterback next year, the whole Kirk Cousins conundrum could be a whole nother podcast altogether by itself. Did I just say I'm not going to entertain those questions and then answered every single one of them? That makes sense. The Redskins have to put last week behind them. They got the Rams next. The Rams just coming off a huge win. Sean McVay, the big McVay versus Gruden matchup. The Rams are getting Aaron Donald back, who's one of the, if not the best defender in the NFL. The Redskins definitely have their work cut out for them. I want to thank you guys again. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the questions on Twitter. Keep sending them. I love the interaction. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Redskins. I'm Paul Connor, and I'm out.
You are Locked On Redskins, your daily Washington Redskins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.